Today's Shir is Masech Davar Dezar, Daf Tazayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Vov Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa teaches us, Ein Moichel Lahem, you may not sell to the Nochrim, Tresim are shields that protect them when they go to war. And the other opinion says, the Moichel Lahem Tresim, that we do sell them these type of shields that they wear to war. Says the Gemara, my Tama. What's the reason, asked the Gemara, why we should not be allowed to sell them these tracim? If we're going to say that the concern is that they protect them when they go to war, and that's so it's considered as if you are supporting them. Yehachi, ask the Gemara, if that is a concern, that we're not allowed to do anything which will offer them protection, then we should not be allowed to sell them even wheat and barley, because of course wheat and barley as well help them survive whatever situation they're in. Says the Gemara, Amarav, the reason we're not allowed to sell them this is because it supports them. But if that's the case, as we just asked, so why should we not be allowed to sell them grain and wheat? Says the Gemara, Efshir, that it's not impossible to avoid selling them these items. So I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim, what that means. One pshat in the Rishonim is that, as we've learned in previous shurim, there's a concern for Eva, and if we're not going to sell them such basic food items, there's going to be a situation of Eva. Another pshat that I saw is that because we are living in Golis, and because we're living in Golis, there's a real concern that how are we going to have Parnassa? So if a Jew won't sell them weapons, there's still from where to have panosa. But if we're going to be prevented from selling them even grain and wheat, we're going to be left without any means for livelihood. Ikadamri, Trace and Hanatam Deloy. The reason we're not allowed to sell them these shields, the Chisholm Zanayu, when they run out of weapons, Kotlub Gavayu. So the Tresim are not just used for for protection, they're actually used for weapons. V'yesh amrim, and the other opinion holds that Moichlam Tresim, we're allowed to sell them these Tresim, because the Kisholm Zinayu, if they lose their weapons, so what happens if they lose their weapons is that they're just Marki Arki, at that point, they're just going to run away. And since at that point they're going to run away, we don't have to be concerned, and they're not going to use them as weapons. Amar Nachman, Amar Avua, Halach Ki Yesh Oimrim. The Halach is like the Yesh Oimrim that we're allowed to sell them these tracing. Amar Avad Bar Hava, Ein Mechla Mashoshis Shabarzel. But we're not allowed to sell them big pieces of metal. My Tama, what's the reason we're not allowed to sell them these pieces of metal? Shum Dechol Shminayu Kli Zayin. Because they form these pieces of metal into weapons. And since they form them into weapons we've been learning throughout our shiur, we're not allowed to send them. Ask them, if that's the case, that any piece of metal that could be formed into a weapon, we may not sell them. Ask them, we should not be allowed to sell them shovels and any tools, because they all could be formed into weapons. Answers the Gemara, Amar Azvid, when we speak about pieces of metal, we're speaking about parzel hindor, a type of metal that comes from India. And since they're very good metal that are typically used for making weapons, and therefore it's mutter to sell them. But now, as we've been learning in our shurim, the issue of selling them things is always the issue of lifnei evil l'sita mechshol, giving them something that they're going to use in a prohibited manner. So as the Ritva, this piece of metal that we sell them, at this point, is not at this point is not used as a weapon. What's the concern? The concern is that it can be formed into a weapon. So why is that not considered lifnei, which when we've been learning in our shiurim, the concepts of lifnei evil l'sita michshol, one of the concepts that the Gemara keeps on saying is that only when it's a direct lifnei evil l'sita michshol may we not do it. But when it's not a direct lifnei evil l'sita michshol, there's room for leniency. So the Ritva says a very important point. The Ritva says that the definition of lifnei is that the person who we're working with may go and use that the person who we're selling it to is not going to use it for a prohibited use. He's going to sell it to somebody else, and that person to whom he's selling it is going to use it for a prohibited use. Points out the Ritva that in our Gemara, that isn't the case. Because the Ritva says the concern here is that the person to whom we sell this directly to is going to use it and make it into a weapon. So even though, yes, it needs him to make it into a weapon, it's still not, that's not called lifnei de lifnei, it's called lifnei. Says the Marvei Idna de Kavmaz Ninen, but says the Gemara, this that we nowadays do sell weapons to Nachrim, Amrav Ashi, the reason we sell them, because we're selling them with Prasoy to the Persians, so the Magnelon, and as the Ritva explains, so it's not that we're selling them for their benefit, we're selling it for our own benefit. The Baal Amor, after the Gemara introduced this point, says that the same halacha would apply regarding selling horses and mules as well. He says that even though we spoke in our previous shurim about selling horses and mules to Nachrim, if they're used for military purposes, the way our Gemara just taught us, it would be mutter. The Ramban, however, disagrees with the Baal Amor. He says only when we speak about actual weapons, there we say that if they're needed for protection purposes, then the potential benefits outweigh the concern that they're going to cause harm, and we're allowed to sell them. But we can't extend this logic to selling horses, because the real reason that we're not allowed to sell horse to an Akum is, as we discussed in the previous year, because we're concerned about Shvisas Behema and all the issues that came along with it. The fact that they're also used for protection, and therefore we're selling them to the Nachri for protection, which will give us protection, is irrelevant. Taisa says another reason, however, why we're allowed to sell these animals to Nachum nowadays, because as we spoke in the previous year, the concern is that if we're going to rent or lend the animal to the Nachri, what's going to happen is that the Nachri now doesn't really own it, as we said, and he's using it on Shabbos. But if nowadays that isn't common, that animals are rented or lent, leased or lent to people who take him, so that entire concern falls away, and that's why it's mutter. The Sefer Daf al Adaf has an interesting discussion from Rav Gershuni Zatzal, where the issue that came up is that Israel is a country that manufactures and sells weapons. And the question is, yes, of course, Eretz Yisrael needs to manufacture and have weapons to protect the people who are living there. But what would it be, is a mutter a pi halacha for them to sell weapons? Is a mutter for them to sell weapons to other countries? And the heter, he says, is that because the people, the weapons that are being sold by Israel are being sold to countries that have Jews. So when they're selling weapons to those countries, so then then they're being used to protect Jews, and therefore it's being used to protect Jews. That's why it wouldn't be a concern, just like our Gemara said, that any weapon that's being sold to protect the Jew is not an issue. The other point that he wants to make is that, as we many times discussed in our shiurim, a belif na'iver, in a situation where we're really not doing anything that they couldn't do themselves. So if they're not going to buy the weapons from Israel, they could buy the weapons from elsewhere. There is no concern, and therefore maybe then we could sell the weapons. We learned in the Mishnah, agol v'sayachim, calves, we can't sell, whether they're whole or they're not. If they're broken, they can't really walk. Rabbi Yehuda, we learned mata b'shvua. Tana, Tanya the Brisa elaborates. Rabbi Yehuda mata b'shvua. Rabbi Yehuda says that we could sell this type of animal. It's not usable for work. It can't be healed. And since it's the type of animal that can't be healed, it's going to be slaughtered, as we discussed in our previous year, and we have no concern. Amalai, but ask the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, even though obviously it cannot be used for work, it could be used for mating, and we'll have babies. We're going to hold on to them, and we don't want them to hold on to the animals, because that will cause that we're going to sell more animals which are not permissible to be sold to Nachri. If it could have babies, that you're right, that would be concerned. But I believe the Amalam Kabbalah Zachar, because it's such a weakened state, it's not likely to be used for mating. And since it's not able to be used for mating, that's why I don't have to be concerned. If I see, however, that it will mate and have children, then I would indeed be concerned, that it would be usur, because people are going to hold on to it for that purpose. So we learned that Mamaseri says we're allowed to sell them a horse. Tanya Mamaseri Matavasus, Nesha Oisba Malach Shein Chayavan Lachatas. Because a horse is used for a malacha that's not, doesn't carry with it a chiv chatas. Rebbe Abba Ne Shnei Dvarim. Rebbe says there are two reasons why we shouldn't sell them a horse. One is Mishum Tatar's Klei Zayin, because they have a weapon type of situation, as the Gemara is explained. Vecha Mishum Tatar's Behemagasa. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Taris Klei Zayin Ika, to understand why a horse is considered like a weapon, the Kotel B'Schufei, it kicks with its feet and it's used as a weapon. El Taris Gehem Agasa Mahi, well, how do we understand as a horse to be a Behem Agasa? As we said, the concern by Behem Agasa is the work that's done with Behem Agasa. But a horse is not used for work. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yoichanan, yes, there is a work type of situation with a horse. L'chashiyaskin, when the horse gets older, matchina berchaim b'Shabbos, it can be used for grinding on Shabbos. But comments the Gemara, Amar of Yoichanan, Allah ben b'Seira, the Allah is like ben b'Seira, and we're allowed to sell a horse to Nachri. Ibai lehu, so now they asked, shor shapetim, an animal that was fattened up, so it's unable to do work, it's just too heavy. What will be the halacha? Says the Gemara Tabayla, Rabbi Yehuda, the question is according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that an animal that's not able to work, we're allowed to sell. The Tabayla, Rabbi Baran, that said that we're not allowed to sell a shvura. And the Gemara explains. Tabayla, Rabbi Yehuda, Atkan l'kar v'mshur, Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'shvura, d'las l'cham halacha. As we explained, the shvura can't be healed and it will never be usable for work. Aval hai, this animal that they fattened up, the chimashale, if you'll hold on to it, it can technically be used for work. Just don't feed it and let it get skinny again. And once you don't feed it and it won't be usable, it'll get skinny, you could use it for work. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, it will be look like all other animals. And since at that point it will look like all other animals, the locha prohibits us from selling this animal to a Nachri. Oidilma, or even maybe a filo rabbanon, who don't allow the sale of a shvura, here they'll allow it. This is the type of animal that was discussed there is the type of animal that's not normally slaughtered. Maybe this animal is going to be slaughtered because it's shvura, but the family of animals it belongs to is usually used for work. Aval hai, when we talk about a shor shel petem is a whole new category of animal. The sam l'shchita kai, it's used for shchita, afil rabbanon sharu, even the rabbanon say it's mutter. Toshma, dam rabbi huda mishmul, shabes rabbi, the people from the home of Rebbe, haimakrim shor shel petem b'yom edom, that the tax that they were obligated to give was to give them this type of animal, and they would use it to the king, and he would use it for avodah zarah. So what happened was, chasa abra reviven, Rebbe took out 40,000 coins to get them to take this obligation away. Shema kriven oisayoyim, that they shouldn't take the animal and bring it on the day of the holiday, ella mocher. Then, chisa abra revovim, then he took out another 40,000 coins, shema kriven oisay chai, that he shouldn't have to deliver the animal alive, el shochet. And then chisa abar revivin, and then he took out another 40,000 coins, shema kriven oisay kalikar, that it shouldn't be brought as in any way to the avodah zarah. My tama, what was the reason? Lamishim demas l'ashuye, because a shor shel petem, and the concern was that it's going to be ultimately used for work. L'tameich, asked the Gemara if that's the concern, so why did he have to say, why, when we speak about this, the concern doesn't differentiate between the day of the holiday and the next day. Says the Gemara, we have to learn the Gemara and the entire story differently. Rabbi Milka Milsabai, what Rabbi really wanted to accomplish was that he wanted to not have to pay this tax. But he knew that he doesn't have the ability to get them to overturn it just in one time. So what he tried to do, and was actually successful, let's do it one at a time. Ask the Gemara, v'chimashle bari, if somebody's going to leave this animal, bari v'avad melacha, what's going to be the halacha? Is it going to be able to do work? Is it true that after you make it thin, it's going to be able to do work? Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi Amalei Zvida, not only can it do work, but I actually learned from Bar Zvida, Tar Mashinalei, if you hold on to that animal and you make it skinny and make it usable for work, Vavalei Chatrein, it could do double what it did before from what it did originally before it got fattened. Says the Mishnah, Mechalhem, we may not sell to the Nachum Dubim, bears, varayas, and lions. The called of a Shesh Benezek L'Rabim, anything that can be used to do damage. Ein Bainamim Basilki, they used to have these palaces, and that's where they would judge people and kill people. Gardim, we're not allowed to sell them a place, where they sit and judge people and sentence them to death. Vitstadia, a place where they had a stadium, where they had bullfights. Ubima, and that's a tall building, that's where they used to, if they sentenced somebody to death, they would throw them off from the roof of that place. So all these are types of buildings that will now participate in building them. Because there's always a concern that Rachman Tzlan, a Jew will fall into their hands, and they are not concerned about murder, and we are therefore violating Lifnei Evil Esaita Michshol by giving them the opportunity to sentence innocent Jewish people to death. Abayimem b'Misayis, we could build that with them a platform where they bring animals for avodah zarah, or base mechitzos, and you could build with them a bathhouse. Higiel kippah, if they come to the dome where mamidim avodah chavim, where they would put up an avodah zarah, that also live nice. We're not allowed to build with them. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana Bar Chizda, Vamalei Rav Chana Bar Rava Amar Rav, Chaya Gasa. When we speak about a chaya, a big chaya, we know there are domesticated animals, which are behemoths, and non-domesticated animals, which are chayas. So chaygas are reki behemet deak alinya pirchus. The Gemara Masech Tachulin, the Lamed Zayin Amet Aleph Rega Hilchus Shechita, discusses if somebody shechts of sick animals. So the question is that animal allowed to be eaten or not? And the halacha is that if it did pirchus after the shechita, then it's proof that this animal was a healthy animal and you may eat it. If, however, it doesn't do pirchus after death, which normally it does, that's a proof that it wasn't a healthy animal, you may not eat it. What is the definition of pirchus? Pirchus is that if the animal stretches out its hand and brings it back. Avloy l'mechira. But when we spoke about the behema gasa, we're not allowed to sell. And behema daka, as we learned in our previous shurim, depends on the minika makam. Chaya gasa has the same aloch as a behema gasa, and it may not be sold to nochrim, just like a behema gasa, as we've been discussing, may not be sold to nochri. V'ani oimer, and afl mechira, the din of a chaya gasa is similar to the din of a behema daka. Makam shenagul l'mechem oichrim, where the minig is to sell such animals, we may. Shloi limko, where the minig is not to, aim oichrim, we're not allowed to sell. Tanan asked the Gemara, the Mishnah we just learned said, any animal that's dangerous we may not sell. Tamadis by Nezek L'Rabim, because it could be dangerous. Hales by Nezek L'Rabim, if it's a type of animal that won't do danger, that means the animal has been domesticated. Shari. Now, what kind of animals are we talking about? We're talking about a bear, which is a chaya gasa. Yet the Mishnah is teaching us that if it's domesticated, we're allowed to sell it. Says the Gemara, no. What does the Mishnah mean to teach us? Amar Rabavu Bari Shovel. We're talking about a lion that's damaged and wounded, and therefore we're not worried. Believe it, Rabbi Yehuda. And this follows the opinion of Yehuda that we learned on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, and we learned in our Shia today as well, that a behemah gasa that shvura we allowed to sell. Rav Ashi says, our Mishnah speaking about a healthy animal. And even though we're allowed to sell a behemah gasa only when it's shvura, stam ari shvur eitz malacha. All lions are not the type of animals that are used for work. And just like Rabbi Yehuda says that a behemah gasa shvura may be sold to nachri, every ari is in the same category as a behemah gasa shvura. But other chaya gases that are usable for malacha, Rabbi Yehuda will agree, cannot be sold because it's going to have the same halacha as a behemah gasa. Meisvei asked the Gemara on what Rav Chanan bar Rava just taught us. The Braisa said, "Kishem sheim meichlem behemah gasa ein meichlem chaya gasa." Even with a minika makam, Mr. Salbei Medaka, Chaya Gasa Eimachimahem. So we see that Chaya Gasa is not to be treated like a Behe Medaka. Rav Chanan bar Rava said that a Chaya Gasa is like a Behe Medaka, says the Gemara, indeed. To Yufted Rav Chanan bar Rava. This the Rav Chanan bar Rava said the Chaya Gasa is like a Behe Medaka, to Yufta has been refuted. Ravina Rabbi Masnisa Braisa. Ravina had a steer between a Mishnah and a Braisa, or Mishani answered it. Says Mar Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eimachlam Dubim Vayoris, like called over Shesh Be Nezek Rabbim, any animal which is dangerous may not be sold. Tamad is Be Nezek. So the concern is that it could do damage. Hales Be Nezek, if that isn't concerned, Maichri. We would be allowed to sell it to them. Vermini asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, "K'shem shem marchem behem gasa keichem chayu gasa." V'afil b'makom shem marchem chayu dak behem daka chayu gasa ein marchem. So we see here that it's not always the same. Mishani answered the Gemara. The way to understand this is by Ri Shava leave Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allowed to sell a shvura, and Ari that is always. A Rishalim indeed will not be allowed to sell because that's what Rav taught us. Rav Ashi Amar, Amish is talking about a healthy lion. And even though Behema Gasa can be sold when it's Shvura, Stam Ari Shavuah it's Malacha, and therefore, according to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that just like a Behema Gasa will let us sell, so too an Ari will let us sell. Other Chaya Gases we're not going to be able to sell because they're used for work. Maskla Rav Nachman, now that we're learning that Ari is a Chaya Gasa, and the Gemara asked from our Mishnah Rav that said we don't sell Chaya Gasa. And Ravina asked from the Braisa that Eimachim Chaya Gasa. On our Mishnah that said that only when it makes damage is it a problem, otherwise it's sellable. Man Lema Dari Chaya Gasa he, who said that Ari is in the category of a Chaya Gasa, that thou will have a stira. That our Mishnah seems to say that if it's not dangerous, we're allowed to sell. The Mishnah, Rav, the Mishnah say that we can't sell. Dilma, well, maybe the simple way of asking, explaining, is we're talking about a small lion, and a small lion is still a chayadaka. Says the Gemara, Rashi Daik Masnisan, that from our Mishnah, that it seems that chayas that are workable, you could work with, you're not allowed to sell to Nachri, or Maisif Tiyufta. And the Gemara explains, Tanan, our Mishnah said, anything that's dangerous, we're not allowed to sell. Tamadis be nezik, because they're dangerous. Hales be nezik, if they're not dangerous, moichrim. But tamadis tamari shavu hu eitz malocha. And then the Mishnah said that an ari is considered, the halacha of an ari, and is that it's not workable. Is mashma, it seems, that only by an ari, avo midachrina, a chaya that's usable for work, loy. And Rav Chanan bar Rava said that a chaya gasa is always like a behema daka, and behema daka, there are opinions that you could always sell. Tiyufta, Rav Chanan bar Rava, tiyufta. Ask the Gemara, but we're learning now there are different types of chaya gasas. Some are workable, you can work with, and some you can't. Ask the Gemara, chaya gasa, mi is my malacha avda. What could you do with chaya gasa? Answers the Gemara, Amabai, Amali, Ma Yehuda. The Beim Yachni, Tachni Beroyed. They used to use a donkey, a wild donkey, for grinding. Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says, Kavina Be Rav Yehuda, when we learned in the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, Amalan, and he taught us, Gamer Minei HaMilsa. He taught his Talmudim, learn this halacha. The Megav Rabbi Shmili, because this is an important halacha that he heard from a great teacher. But I don't remember Rabbi Shmuel. Who was the Rebbe I heard this from? Rabbi Shmuel. Chai Gasa, when we speak about a Chai Gasa, going back to what we discussed a few moments ago, it has the same halacha regarding like a Behema Daka, that we don't know if it's healthy, and we use the Pirchas test to tell. Says the Gemara. Ki Osi, says Rav Zeirin, says, when I came to the city of Korkanoi, I heard him say over in the name of Shmuel, that he explicitly said in the name of Shmuel that Chai Gasa has the same halacha as a Behemoth Daka when we speak about the halacha of Pirchus. So he said, Amina, this was a proof to me, Shmamina, that who did Reb Zeira, who did Rabbi Yehuda learn this halacha from? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda didn't remember if he learned this halacha from Rav and Shmuel. We see now that Mishmei the Shmuel, he must have learned it from Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Ki Asei L'Sura. But then he continues. He says, then Rav Zeira says, I traveled to the city of Sura. And Ashkachte L'Rabba Bayimi, the Yosef Kamalei Mishmei the Rav. That he said this halacha in the name of Rav. That said, Chai Gasa Rekebe Daka L'Pirchis. So now I said, Amina, that obviously Shmamina Itmishmei the Rav, Itmishmei the Shmuel. That Rabbi Yehuda, who said this halacha, must have heard it both from both of his rabbis, Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Kisalikus lahasam. When I came to Tisro, Ashkachti l'Rav asked the Yosef Kama Amar Rav Huna Baguria Mishmei the Rav, Chai Gasa Reke B'day Gak L'Pirchus. Amalei. So I said to Rav Asi, the man mar the shmatz rabbi of Yimya, don't you know that the person who said this in the name of Rav was Rabbi Bar Yimya? Amalei, So Rav Asi said to Rav Asi, Pasya Ochma, you are a Pasya Ochma, you look like a black pat. Why does he look like a back pat? Because a black, how does a pat become black? Explains Rashi, because it's used so often. You learned so much Torah that you're already worn out. Another pshat that the Yaivitz suggests, that the Pasuk says, the Gemara Masech the Erevin explains Shchairis the Ka'iriv, a Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Shadivrei Torah Nimtsoyim Eitzel Misha Shach Mashche Panav Aleim. Who is a Talmud Chacham? Somebody who is willing to give up his life for Torah. Amalei Pas Yachem Minah Minach, from me, that I learned the Lacha from a Chum Baguria, and you said it in the name of Yemriya, Rabbi Yemriya, to Stein Shmatza, will be able to know the, who taught us this halacha. And what it means is that Rabbi Yirmiyah learned it from Chum Baguria, and Chum Baguria learned it from Rav. It Menami, and indeed that's what was taught. Amr of Zera, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yirmiyah, Amr of Chum Baguria, Amr Rav, exactly this chain of teachers. Chai Gasa Reka Behemadakala Pirchas. We just learned in the Mishnah, Ein Boinim and Boinim Basiliki. We're not allowed to participate with them in building a basiliki. Amar Rav Abba B'chan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Sholosh Basilika is saying. There are three types of buildings that are called a basiliki. Shemalchi of the Chavim, where the kings live, B'shem HaChatzos, a place that's made for a bathhouse, B'shem Oitzrois, a place that's used for a whereas. Amar Rav, and Rav comments, Shnaim L'Hetta V'Echad L'Isser. Two of them, we may participate with them in building them, and one of them, we may not. The one that are used for a bathhouse or for a warehouse, we could participate in building with them. The one that's used as a palace, that's where, as we said earlier in our shir, they sit in judgment and sentence people to death. That we can't participate with building with them. The simon, and a way to remember which is the one that we can't participate, lesser malcheim bezikim. Lesser means to usher. Malcheim, the place where they sit and judge him. Bezikim, the type of basiliki. Vikadamri, amarava kulam lahatar. That we're allowed to participate in building all of them. Ask the Gemara, but how could you say so? We just learned in our Mishnah of Atanan, ain't bottom of him, basiliki gardem, it's stadia bima. Any place or area that's used that they could be used to kill people, we can't participate. Answers the Gemara. The way to understand the Mishnah is a Michelle garden, Michelle at Stadia Michelle Bima. There are two types of basiliki. There's a basiliki which is a building. And if it's a building that's used for the king, it doesn't become usur. But if it's a building that's used for gardem, or it's that's used for stadia, or it's a basiliki that's built for bima, which these are all places where they kill people. So those type of basiliki is also to be built with them. And the other type of basiliki, which is not expressly used for eliminating people, may be built together with them.